veteran, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate, I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope soul.
Welcome to another week of the Tony Sands Show. I'm here with my main man, B-Love, in the building. He is making sure that these shows come to you each and every week here on the Tony Sands Show. We got a great show again for you because we're bringing people from all over the country to give you the information throughout the sports world, high school, college, and the professional ranks. We're going to talk about Tim Tebow's situation in the Jets. Have that situation reached the boiling point in the locker room? Players going against each other, that kind of stuff divides locker room. We're also going to bring to you Brandon Powell of Deerfield Beach, Florida. He's starting to get the attention that he deserves throughout the country. His name is being rung throughout all Division I schools. The phone is ringing. I'm getting calls. Everyone's getting calls. Who is this Brandon Powell kid? He reminds me of the Black Mamba. Who is the Black Mamba? The Anthony Thomas of Oregon. This is who Brandon Powell reminds me when I see these two guys run. We're also going to bring Eddie Jackson of Boyd Anderson High School. This young man is also turning head throughout the college ranks. Then we're going to travel to the great state of Texas. We're going to talk to Mr. Bibbs. He's going to bring us the inside scoop on Texas high school football. We're going to run down some of the playoff situation, and then we bring in Dal Colbert of Houston Lamar High School. This athlete, this kid is a phenomenal athlete, turning heads in Houston. He is a junior still, so he's a 2014 commit. This young man is doing his thing throughout the country. Another story I want to get into that we're going to get into is Coach Tuberville's situation on the sideline last week, to where either he mistakenly grabbed the cord, he slapped the coach on the sideline. Wow. How does that happen? How does that happen? Guy gets slapped on the sideline. Now, what we're bringing on, we're going to get into our high school segment, and to get into our high school segment, let's roll our high school intro song before we bring our insider here in Florida, Julie, to the set. Let's roll that song and let you hear what we call getting ready for the U song.
Still be a baby.
Julie Corona is our insider here in South Florida. Welcome to the show, Julie. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Julie. I mean, you know, I had an opportunity to take in some high school football. I was on the sideline. Me and Fish was on the sideline at the St. Thomas Deerfield game, and we got a chance to see an athlete that is turning heads throughout the nation. Throughout the nation. This young man, Brandon Powell, like I tell people when I talk to people, this young man reminds me of the Black Mamba, the Anthony Thompson at Oregon. He has moves. He's quick. He's explosive. This guy is a pure athlete on the football field. I mean, you have an opportunity to see Brandon's highlight tape. What do you think about this young man?
Oh, my gosh. I think Brandon is going to be one of the top running backs in the nation next year in the class of 2014. He's fast. He can go through. He follows his blocks. He's amazing. Once he gets broken through, I don't think anybody's going to catch him. The thing I love most about him besides that is his character and his grade. He's a kid that could go anywhere in the nation.
And he's already a qualifier, and that's the one of the most important aspects when you come to recruiting that guys look at, because kids don't realize, and parents may not realize this, but if a kid hasn't taken an SAT or ACT test, that kid can't go and visit a college. Am I correct?
Correct. Correct. And they're more or less likely to be offered, truthfully. You know, with Brandon, he's way ahead of the curve because of his test scores and his grades, and it shows everyone, you know, that this is a kid that they really know when they bring him into their university that he's going to transition very well. So it shows that he's a leader on the field and off the field and can handle a lot.
Incorrect, Julie. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, people, I've known Brandon for years, and this young man is a young man that's, I mean, he brings two personas. When he's on the football field, he's all business, all business. But once he comes off the football field, you can hardly ever get this young man to say anything. He's real quiet. Real quiet. People say that he walks the school hallways, and you would never know that he's this star athlete at Deerfield Beach High School. And it shows
wow.
class. And a lot of people can't understand. I couldn't understand. I'm like, man, you know, because he brings that mean persona on the football field. He wants to hurt someone. Rather, he's what I mean by hurt someone. He wants to punish you. He wants to let you know that, hey, I am Brandon Powell. He was so – it killed him to come out the game last week against St. Thomas because he had that passion to where he wanted to win that game very bad. He wanted to beat St. Thomas in the utmost. But they got a big game this week because they got to play Cypress Bay and they got to travel to Cypress Bay. They played Cypress Bay early in the year. And that's going to be a tough one for him, Julian. It's going to be a real tough because Cypress Bay
– yeah, it's a big battle. It's going to be a great game.
Exactly. I mean, that's going to be a tough fought battle, and this young man's ready for it. And Julie, you know, to make it so special, we bring Brandon Powell back to the Tony Sands Show. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing good.
What's going on, man? Some exciting things are happening in what I call, what you wanted me to call you, BP. A Brandon Powell world. I know a lot of people are giving you the nickname BP. I told people your nickname is the Baby Black Mamba. Because that's who you remind me of, the Black Mamba at Oregon. How is things going? You guys got a big game this week. You know, I told the people that you guys play Cypress Bay, correct?
Yeah, we play Cypress Bay.
How are you guys preparing for a team like Cypress Bay?
This whole week in practice has been a physical practice because, you know, Cypress Bay, they come out and they play physical. They like to run the ball down your throat. So this whole week we've been trying to get that intensity going, that physical mentality going to this game.
Now, I know you are a leader of that team, and your team, pretty much I say your team goes when you go. They play how you play. And What are you saying to the guys on the field, especially those young guys that really don't understand it, because you guys do have a lot of young players. What are you telling them guys about a game of this magnitude and what they got to do to be prepared for this game? What advice you're giving them?
Mostly, like, our whole team, like, everybody's young, so I just go out and tell them that nobody can beat us. We're stronger than everybody else, even though we may be smaller, but we still, everybody on our team got heart. We just go out there and play, and we can come out with a W.
Now, Brandon, we also have Julie Corona with us. And she's a special woman that, you know, is pushing your tapes throughout college ranks all over the place. Julie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm getting a lot of feedback, positive feedback on Brandon. And really, when the coaches come down here, you know, which we all know they're going to be coming shortly, they're all going to go through Deerfield Beach just to see Brandon for next year. You know, they just want to check that everything that everyone's been saying about him, obviously, film will speak for itself, but actually be able to meet with him, talk with them, and he's going to have a lot of offers coming.
And that's the thing, Brandon, because you've taken care of your business on and off the field. You've taken care of the classwork. You're already a qualifier, and that makes it a lot easier when a college coach comes through. You have a 4.0 GPA. And that speaks volume when it comes to athletics, because they don't look for athletes to have GPAs of 4.0s, because, you know, the myth's still out there of what they call us the dumb jocks and things that they said. But you are turning around that myth, because you are showing people that I can excel on the football field and in the classroom, and I am a qualifier. You've been raised by your dad predominantly, correct?
Yes, sir.
And tell me some of the things that, you know, your dad was an athlete at Memphis. He played the position that you're playing. What is some of the advice that he gives you, whether it be on the field, at the house, reference to classwork and things of that nature?
He just told me that there's nothing easy that come in life. You know that he's been through all this, recruiting, high school, football, college. He's been through all that. So he told me how hard it was, and he wasn't a 4.0 student, so it was hard for him to keep his grades up in college, and it was hard for him to even get in college with his GPA that he got. But now that I have a 4.0, he told me that everything is going to come easy, but I still have to work. Don't just settle for anything.
That's okay. Very good advice. You know, it's funny that your dad played at Memphis, because I actually got a call today from Chris Vaughn, who is the recruiting coordinator and DB's coach for them that recruits this area, and he's actually coming to see you, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's Brandon,
I didn't even know that, Tony. So that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, and I try to, you know, I pretty much, you know, a lot of the kids that I deal with, Julie, I look at these young men as my sons. And I try to, like I tell them, I'm going to put them in the best hands possible, put them around the best people possible, because I want them to understand it is the people that they surround themselves with is an indication of how successful they will be on and off the field. So those are some of the things that we do. Brandon, hey, we look forward to you each and every time we're able to have you here on the Tony Sands Show. We got to head a little more south, because we got to bring on another young man that has gotten some offers and interest also throughout Broward County. We're going to bring Eddie Jackson to the Tony Sands Show. Brandon, you just take care and you get those guys ready, because Cypress Bay is going to be a tough task. You tell everybody at Deerfield Beach High School, the Tony Sands Show says they got to be ready to go.
All right, I got you, man.
All right.
Good luck, Brandon.
All right, thank you.
All right. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show. Hey, like I told you, we got to bring these young athletes in, because we want the nation to hear their stories. We're bringing to you a receiver that has received several offers. He's gotten Tennessee and a lot of other schools that are interested in him. We're bringing Eddie Jackson from Boyd Anderson High School to the Tony Sands Show. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. And I'm going to tell you something. I got to tell you one thing before we even get started. You being coached by a strong coach. Wayne Blair is one of my top-notch guys in the business. He's a true guy in the business, and he loves to make sure that his kids are in the right position to be successful. So you let Wayne know that I said what's up. But let's get a little bit into your life. I want to dig a little bit into your life from a standpoint. You guys,
yeah.
You guys were down a little bit over at Boyd Anderson. The school was down a little bit. Wayne Blair comes in, and what does he do to uplift that school to understand that they need to get back to what Boyd Anderson used to be back in the 80s and the early 90s? What are some of the things he's telling you guys?
Well, he's really teaching us about execution and life things overall itself, as you know, never giving up on plays that we're doing. Always work hard. We got to grab everything we get, you know. He's zero tolerance, you know. He don't allow no type of misbehaving conduct allowed in school or practice. You know, he stays on top of us in school, makes sure we attend classes, on time to classes, on time to practice, work hard in practice, you know, things of that sort.
Now, you said a key word, because you say he's staying on top of you guys to make sure there's no misbehaving in the classroom.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that he tell you guys? What are some of the things that he tell you guys about misbehaving in the classroom?
Well, he tells us about that football is only going to take you so far. Without education, there's nothing, you know. If you don't have education, you don't have anything. So, you know, that's the first priority. That's the priority. Football second. Education first.
And that is smart is what he's doing, because Wayne is a guy that has traveled the road that you're trying to go to. You understand? He's, you know, played at St. Thomas, went to Tulane, got his college degree, and now he comes back to teach knowledge, impart knowledge into young men like yourself to let you know that you got to keep your priorities in the right place in order to go where you're trying to go. And he's been there. So that is some good advice that he's telling you. You know, you're getting a slew of offers coming in. You're getting offers coming in from him. What was it like for those that don't have offers or those that may be getting offers, when you get a phone call or however you get the information, and all of a sudden Tennessee tells you, Coach Dooley tells you, hey, young man, we like what you're doing in the classroom. We like what you're doing on the field. We want to offer you a scholarship to play here at the University of Tennessee. Walk me through that process.
Well, it was a good process, you know. I liked it. I loved it a lot, you know. It was a new experience. Everything, I love Coach Corner, you know, I love Tennessee Balls. I just appreciate everybody who helped me get this far and, you know, pick up offers.
Now, you know, we also have Julie Corona with us here on the show tonight, and she's pushing.
Hey, Eddie.
How you doing, Julie?
She's good, honey. How are you? You getting ready for your big game this week?
Yes.
Now, who did Boyd Anderson? Eddie, who did Boyd Anderson play this week?
We got Palm Beach Atlantic High.
Wow! So you guys got a tough one, because you know Palm Beach Atlantic knocked off what they call the juggernauts in Palm Beach, which is Dwyer. They beat Dwyer a couple weeks ago. So, how tough you think this game is going to be, and what you've seen on film that make you guys feel that you guys can go in there and compete with them?
I mean, it's going to be pretty tough, you know, but we've seen some misplays, like some things that the teams they was playing against missed, you know, they execution-wise, them hitting and not wrapping up. So we plan on taking advantage of all that. You know, special teams, they got good players. The number one, he's a very elusive player. I mean, he's a game changer. So as long as we keep him contained, him and the number four, we pretty sure we can win this thing, you know. Everybody just got to execute, play their part. Listen to what the coaches got to say. You know, we worked hard in practice this week. We got one more practice, you know. This week, everything went good, you know, and I just think we're ready.
Okay. All right. Hey, that sounds like a young man that's confidence is high and he's ready to play and compete, because the ultimate goal is to end up in the last game of the high school football, and that's to end up in Orlando in the Citrus Bowl.
Yes, sir.
And I'm quite sure from watching you guys play, you guys got what it takes to get to Orlando. You guys keep listening, as you said. Keep listening to your coach. Keep paying attention in the classroom. Keep paying attention on the football field, because it's the small things that makes the difference when it comes on the football field, knowing who to block, knowing what scheme is set up for what, and Coach Blair is going to put you guys in the right position. But in order for a young man like yourself to be successful, There must be people that are behind you, and you spoke on that candidly. People like your parents, people like Julie Corona and your dad that are standing behind you, because we don't get to where we get without our parents.
Sir.
And every day that you wake up and you see yourself as being successful, you look back and say, you know, it is because my parents are putting me in the right position and around the right people that makes me successful. Let's never forget that. I don't care how high we get. We almost, as they say, I don't care how high we get as stars in this game of athletics. There are people that are still on the ground that can reach out and touch us at any moment to bring us back down to earth. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Hey, you keep it up, man. Julie, this is a great kid, great young man. I want to get out and watch you guys. I'm going to try to catch your game this week. I have the four games that we have to get hit. So we're going to try to get to your game. My producer's in my ear. He's telling me we got to wrap it up. But, hey, I love spending the time that I spent with you to get a chance to know you. I've watched your film. Julie is pumping you up. Hey, man, it was a pleasure to have you here on the Tony Sands Show. My pleasure. Give my thanks to your parents for raising you the way they are. Give my thanks to Coach Blair for keeping you guys grounded and letting you guys understand what it's going to take to be successful on and off the field. Thank you for coming to the Tony Sands Show.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Eddie.
Bye, Julie.
Julie has it together. This young man has it together.
Tony, he's a wonderful, wonderful character kid. He's a great kid. And it's funny because you know how everybody always is giving kids 4 and 5 stars and all these ratings. This is a kid who honestly is going to play on Sunday. You mark my words, he's going to play on Sunday, and he is not ranked 4 or 5 stars. And what I want kids to know is you don't need those rankings to get you to where you need to go. You just got to work hard. And people will get your film out there. And the college coaches are the ones that are going to make that decision at the end of the day.
And that's the thing. They don't need the 4 and 5 stars to get there. I'm going to call off a couple of names that didn't have all this ranking, that this system that they got out here now, and are some of the best to ever play the game. I'm going to give you one name, Michael Irvin. When Michael Irvin came out of St. Thomas, Mike was not the parade All-American that everybody looks at now. A guy like Michael Irvin now, because he wouldn't have came out with no stars, wouldn't even gotten recognized in this new system that they have called ranking. He wouldn't have. When he went to the University of Miami, he wasn't their prize choice at receiver, but he made himself that receiver. And I remember it candidly when me and him sitting in the back of the van as the University of Miami is, you know, touring them around. Like he said, they had Andre Johnson up in the front, not the Andre Johnson from the Houston Texans, but it was another Andre Johnson that came in the same class. And he was sitting in the front. So we knew then that this was supposed to be their prize jewel. And Mike sat in the back of that van, me and him, he said, you know what? The guy would never see the field here. He said he would never see the field. After we got out of that van, Mike took off and was running, because he said he had to train hard to be successful.
Right.
That's what he did. And that's
really what it takes. You know, you have to believe in yourself. At the end of the day, there's always going to be people, and I still don't understand this, how people downplay kids and things of that nature. You know, so they've just got to mentally block that out and do their dream. Because it just takes one coach to believe in that player. And the rest, it doesn't matter.
And exactly. And that's what you said. All it takes is one person. I look at Barry Sanders, another guy. Barry Sanders, one of the best to ever play the game at the running back position, was only recruited by one school, and that was Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
But he's in the Hall of Fame. Two names of the two people I name are Hall of Famers in this business. The best to ever play the game, and they wasn't ranked all this high, these 5 and 4 stars. And that drives me crazy because, you know, if you're going to see a guy, you get down to earth and you go and watch a practice and you see, and those things have gotten away. A lot of coaches have gotten away from that. But that's how I think when I know an athlete, that's how I want to know an athlete. I want to know
exactly
what he does on the football field by me eyeballing it.
And that's by going to more than one event for 10 minutes. You know, exactly. You need to be, you can watch them play, you know, without pads in the 7-on-7, and then you need to watch them in pads. Because at the end of the day, it's about them playing in pads, you know, and being out at more than one game. If you think this kid's a player, you need to fully evaluate him. You can't do that in just one game.
You can't do it.
You know, you need to be back out there, and back out there so that you can honestly get to know where his weaknesses are, his strengths, what can he improve on. You know,
exactly.
All of those things is what comes into it. And I think that's the key that's missing. In a lot of the recruiting anymore, a lot of people sit behind a computer and go off of what other people say.
That it is.
And that drives me crazy.
That it does. And Julie, you know, we got to head to Texas. Baby, I love having you here on the show each and every week, giving it. We're bringing kids on. We're giving insight on recruiting. We're giving them everything that they need to know because we are a national high school show. That's you're right, people. I said it. We are a national show. And we're bringing you people like Julie Corona, the insider that is on the ground in the battle when it comes to high school football here in South Florida. Julie, I'm going to call you once the show is over because we got to talk about some things. I want to meet you at there. As a matter of fact, what game are you going to this week?
I'm actually starting off at American Heritage versus Miami Jackson.
Okay.
It's the first game, and then I'm actually going to try to swing over to the BA Atlantic game.
And I'll see you at that BA Atlantic game. I'm going to hit the Northeast Dwyer game, and then I'm going to head and catch that Boyd Anderson game. So I'll see you at the games, and we'll talk some more. Hey, we got to go to a commercial, and then we're coming back with our Texas Insider.
All right, honey. Love you. God bless, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Love you too, baby. Take it easy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
We're heading to a commercial, and then we're going to bring back our high school insider from the Dallas, Texas area talking Texas football.
If you have the need for speed, or do you simply just want to lose weight, or get the best training to help you develop your skills, whether it's football or any other sport, just to name a few different skills you can learn, like agility, balance, coordination, assistance, and resistance. In order to be the best, you got to get trained by the best. Tony Sands at GetSensational.com. For more information, call 954-691-7804. Once again, 954-691-7804. Call now.
I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it? Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Stress get thick, but I won't fold. Devil hoping that I switch, but I won't go. Riding in my whip, I'm lonely. On the side of the Lord, where I'm gon' be. Swerve, but I take back control. Home time, looking back at the popo. Shots smell blood in the blue sea. In the streets, they'll kill for a Aussie. Written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball. Yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. It was already written, I would rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepared for them suckers that be hating on me. Straight to the top, that's for sure. Two Glocks, two texts, and a fofo. Equipped for the snakes and the phonies. Even keep a close eye on the homies. These words
words come from my soul. My story had to be told.
Welcome back to the Tony Sands Show. Let me tell you something. When I hear that song, man, that song reminds me of me so much. Rise to the top. I can't think of any other song that I would want to open and close the Tony Sands Show, but Rise to the Top. My man Hood Diesel is putting them out here in South Florida. But before we go to that, to Bibbs, and I know I got my guy on the air and he's been waiting, but I'm going to tell you something. You know, I run a boot camp with some ladies. You know what I'm saying? It's different than training guys. I run this boot camp and I have some women and I've turned these women into beasts. When I say beasts, they know how to beast people. What I mean by that is that these women, as they say, some coaches take on, players take on the characteristic of their coach. These women have taken on my DNA. What I mean by that, they like to compete. They have that competitive edge, and they want to put it on you. They want to put it on you. I'm going to tell you something. I got some women that know how to work. I got Kalila, that's a girl that, I mean, she continues to work. Letitia, these are people that I would take anywhere in a burning building, and we're going to come out on top because we're going to compete to get out of the building. I had to bring that up because, man, I love to see when people compete, and that's what we're talking about here on the Tony Sands Show, how young men throughout the country know how to compete. If you want to talk to us here on the Tony Sands Show, you can call us at 530-413-9537. That's line one. That's 530-413-9537. Or you can reach us on line two, 530-513-6472. But without further ado, I must go to the state that loves football to me more than any other state. I know I'm from Florida, but I haven't seen football breed it the way that they breed it in Dallas, Texas, and throughout the Texas area. None other than our Dallas High School Insider. If you want information on high school football, you need to contact Mr. Bibbs, and he's going to get it to you. Welcome to the Tony Sands Show, Mr. B. What's going on, man?
Oh, man, not too much. Just sitting here, you know, relaxing, listening to the show.
Man, I'm going to tell you something. When I always call you Mr. B, you know what I think of, right, when I say Mr. B? It brings me back to thinking of Mr. Big in the R. Kelly video. Yeah, Mr. Big's on the R. Kelly video to where, you know, Mr. Big, he takes over that video. Technically, to me, he makes that video because he shows his strong power that, hey, I'm a man and I'm taking over. And that's what I look at. You are taking over that great state of Texas when it comes to high school football. Man, let's get into some of the matchups that is going on in high school football in the Texas area, because these guys play big time football in Dallas. Let's get into some of the matchups to let people know what's going on in Texas. Let's look at that. Who's that couple playing Irvin MacArthur? What? Give me some insight on that game. Give me some insight on that game.
I honestly think this is going to be a good game. I spoke about Capel a couple of weeks ago. You know, Capel's one of the top five football teams in the state this year. But MacArthur's no pushover. Capel is one of those teams that's very balanced on offense, very balanced on defense. The defense, I really think the defense has, you know, carried them throughout the season. They pretty much get after you any way it goes, on the ground, through the air, you know, and they have a wide receiver named Cameron Smith, who's totaled up probably about 900 yards receiving this year. They can take over a game at any time, not to mention a running back named Gavin McDaniel, who's also racked up about 900 yards rushing this year with five touchdowns. And with that ground game and with that air attack, Capella's going to be pretty tough to beat. I pretty much think they'll be a tough matchup for anybody this season. And MacArthur's going to have a lot to look forward to when they play Capella. They better bring the A game or they can pretty much get out of hand pretty early.
Now, I know some of these games are being played in Jerry's house. I don't call that a stadium. You can't call a place like that a stadium. You call places like Pro Player Stadium. You call that, you know, that's a stadium. You call places like where the Jacksonville Jaguars play at. You call those stadiums. You don't call Jerry's house a stadium. You call it a palace because that's what he built. He's built a palace.
I call it a spaceship because that's what it looks like.
Yeah, like it does. It does.
It looks like a spaceship.
Now tell me, what is it like when these high school teams go in Tech in the Cowboy Stadium and they play in this big stadium? Because I tell people, and they don't believe me, because I told them, you know, when the old stadium was built, man, these stadiums are filled. These places are packed. It's not like, you know, here in, you know, they call packed here in Florida, you know, and they say that we, you know, have football, but they call packed here in Florida, you know, 5,000-6,000. What are some of the numbers that you guys put out in Texas?
No disrespect to the Florida game and to their fans and their stadiums, but I don't think nothing compares to Cowboy Stadium when you have a Texas high school football, especially when it comes to the playoffs. They could be anywhere from between 50,000 and 60,000 people attending the game, and then the games run back to back to back. So, you know, people don't actually leave the stadium. They'll stay and watch 3 or 4 games a day. So you can have anywhere between 100,000 to 150,000 people within in and out the stadium in one day. So it's crazy. Like, I mean, that's really the only way I can really explain it. I mean, it gives you is that it's crazy on Friday nights when it comes to playoff football in Cowboy Stadium.
And, Bibbs, that's what I tell them down here in Florida, man. I tell them, man, you got to see a Texas high school football game to believe when I tell you 50 and 60,000 at a high school game. People, they didn't believe me when I was telling them this. Because the only time they see it, the Dolphins don't even – Bibbs, I'm going to tell you, the Dolphins don't even get 50, 60,000 when they play here in Florida. So you can't imagine – a high school team in Texas bringing out more fans than a pro team. That's unbelievable.
Right.
You talked about back-to-back games. Give me another game that's being played in Texas Stadium also.
Well, this week we also have the defending state champions with South Lake Carroll High School versus Arlington Martin. South Lake is the real deal when it comes to Texas high school football. They're probably one of the most, not probably, but they are one of the most winningest programs when it comes to Texas high school football. I think they're actually looking for, they won their 8th state championship last year, and this year they'll be going for their 9th. Not straight, but overall, 8 championships, and they'll be going for their 9th state championship this coming up, playoffs. They have a quarterback named Kenny Hill, and when I say this kid is dynamic, I honestly believe we might see this kid playing on Sundays one day. He's a Texas A&M recruit, well, actually a Texas A&M commit, and he's really been, you know, piling numbers up. He has over 5,000 yards with passing, 2,500 yards rushing in his 3 years as a starter at South Lake, not to mention over 100 total touchdowns and a state championship under his belt as a senior. So this kid here is the real deal, and I look forward to seeing this game. I'm not too sure if Arlington Martin can even stay on the field with him. It could possibly be, if they can control the ground game and control the clock, they could have a chance, but South Lake Carroll is just that powerful as a Texas high school football team, and there's not too many teams in the state that can match up with them size-wise, speed-wise, coaching, the whole nine.
Now, other than those two big games, you know, I see Dallas Lincoln got to play South Oak Cliff. What that game is going to be like? Because I know it could be a toss-up in between those two teams.
They won't get an opportunity to play in the Cowboys Stadium, but that game right there, I honestly believe that's probably going to be the best game of this weekend. That's one of those games where you have two teams that absolutely hate each other, and they cannot stand the fact of losing to each other. So it's going to be a bomb burner. Like, honestly, it's going to be one of those games where it's going to be ugly. It's going to be a little mean. It might get a little chippy if the officials don't take care of it early. But it's going to be one of those games where it could possibly be a classic. One of those games where you watch and be like, man, it's like a Pittsburgh Steelers-Baltimore Ravens game. One of those type of games, you know, when they just hit each other in the mouth, no holds bar. And I think that's going to be the game I'm going to go to. I'm going to make sure I go attend that game this week. It'll probably be the first one I go to.
Wow, and that's what I'm talking about. But, B, I'm going to let you ride out with us for the whole rest of the show because Well, y'all, I'm going to tell you now, Texas has been in the news when it comes to high school football for some of the good and some of the bad. And let's, me and you going to get into this. I want to get into this now.
Okay,
on the bad, on the low, on the bad part. Now, here you go on the sideline. You're a coach. Your head coach come up to you because of mismanagement of players getting on and off the field, and all of a sudden slaps your headphones off your head on national television. I know that that has to be ringing some ears in. I know it rung the coach ear, so I know it's ringing ears throughout the Texas landscape of what is to happen to Coach Tuberville slapping a coach, man. That's serious. That is something serious.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you know, I really don't know what's going to happen to Coach Tuberville. I mean, I know he's a good coach, but sometimes coaches can cross the line. And I think with that incident there, he crossed the line, because I don't think you should be able to put your hands on anybody, whether it was out of frustration or anything. I honestly think he was wrong for that, and he might be punished for it. I'm not sure how they're gonna go about it, but it's one of those situations. I guess we just got caught in the heat of the moment.
And exactly, because I'm gonna tell you, I read some on ESPN, and this was some of the words that Tuberville said, and I was trying to see how it came out. Tuberville said he did not strike Oliver. He said he reached and pulled on Oliver's headset. I'm trying to figure out how you reach on someone's headset, pull on it, when you see something else. It almost reminds me of what happened in Los Angeles when what's the name got hit, and they told us we didn't see what we thought we saw. When what's my guy named, the motorcyclist that got can we all get along? What's his, give me Rodney King. When Rodney King said, you know, and they, we also saw Rodney King get beat, but the media, but people came, police came out and said, we didn't see what we thought we saw. So I know I thought I saw a slap, but he said he reached up and pulled it. But, you know, that's the low. But let's get to a high also. And you know what I'm talking about. Them boys down there in Aggieville, Texas A&M.
Oh, man.
Texas A&M. Here you go. And it almost reminds me of a David and a Goliath type of thing.
Right.
David and Goliath. You know, here you are. You going to play these big bad boys called Alabama, Nick Saban. And now you're at Texas A&M, and you know, you when you go into this game, everything has got to go right for you. Am I correct? For you to win a game like this.
Yeah, definitely. Especially playing in Alabama. Yeah, everything has to go right.
You know, and that's it surprised me from a standpoint of Texas A&M winning this place. And their young quarterback played phenomenal. Phenomenal. How do this help recruiting throughout the Dallas area?
Well, you know, Texas A&M has always been like a stepchild to UT. But since they moved to the SEC, which is what the best football conference in college football, a lot of players have taken notice, and that game, winning that game against Alabama this past weekend and watching Mr. Johnny Football take over the game and play the type of game that he played, I feel like Texas A&M just might have a recruiting edge over Texas and all the other Texas schools as of now. It didn't used to be that way, but I've been hearing a lot of players, a lot of kids have, you know, been thinking about possibly maybe even just skipping out on whatever school they committed to and going on to Texas A&M just so they have the opportunity to play in games like they played in this past weekend.
And that's what I'm talking about. When you go and knock off a school like Alabama, the number one school in the country, defending national championships. You go in there and you make a statement, and all of a sudden now you become the team that everybody's talking about. The team that everybody's talking about throughout the college landscape. You went and did something that everybody tried to do. And with them just coming into the SEC, A&M has made a big statement. So now, if I'm a kid from Florida, hey, I might not was thinking about Texas A&M, but, man, I got to give them a second look. I got to give them a second look.
You have to. You'll be absolutely insane not to, especially seeing them make the leaps and the bounds that they've made coming from the Big 12 to the SEC. And like you said, knocking off a giant or Goliath in Alabama, team that nobody's had a chance against recently, and a team that's overcome all the obstacles, and for you to go out and beat that type of team at their house, man, it speaks wonders for the program and where the program's headed.
And it showed, if you listen to your coach and let a coach put you in the best position, you can be successful, and there's no one else. And I know, and I guarantee you, everybody in the great state of Texas didn't believe, even some of their own fan base, I'm quite sure didn't believe that A&M could go on into Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and beat Nick Saban and the boys, and beat them the way they beat them. Because to me, they beat them. They didn't just win, they beat them, and they beat them down. Now,
absolutely.
Do you think that kind of opened up things for more teams? Because they exposed Alabama. They exposed them.
They did. They absolutely did. They I guess you want to say made a blueprint of how to beat Alabama. You know, I don't really think one thing beat them, but the game plan that Coach Sumlin came out with to spread out Alabama, and of course with the foot speed and the athletic ability of Johnny Manziel, you know, I don't think Alabama faced the quarterback with that type of speed and agility to get outside the pocket and move around and make and create plays and make things happen. But they definitely did find a blueprint on how to beat Alabama, and I think that's just the speed and to spread them out. You can't go pound for pound, toe to toe with Alabama. That's like an NFL type team, and if you're trying to punch them in the mouth, I honestly think they'll punch you back in the mouth a little harder. So you have to find different ways and different aspects of the game which will benefit you. And what Coach Sumlin did was spread them out, use your speed, get outside the pocket, make things happen, you know, and that's what they did. And I don't want to take nothing from the defense. The defense played an excellent game also.
And that's what I saw a young quarterback. Here you are, he's a red shirt freshman. And you go and play Alabama? And you go and play Alabama? And you beat Alabama? Wow, that's got to be, oh, man, that takes you for the rest of your life. You always going to remember that. Always. Always going to remember that. But B, let's switch a little gears and let's head toward the NFL. Let's get off the college ring. Let's head toward the NFL because there's some things that I want me and you to touch in on also. One subject, does this mean the end of Michael Vick in Philadelphia?
And I honestly think I hate it for Michael Vick, but I think his time is just about over in Philadelphia. Especially with Coach Andy Reid being on the hot seat. Also, Andy Reid was the guy that brought Michael Vick in, so that's his guy. And if he's no longer there, then
and you know what time it is.
Mike won't be there either. I think Michael Vick is a great
one. Yeah, because you know the city of brotherly love ain't going to waste too much time showing the brother some love. You understand what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Not going to waste too much time showing the brother some love because they've already expressed their dislike of some of the things, him turning the football over. Now, all of a sudden, you get a concussion. And some people bought out, did he say he had a concussion because he really knew his time was ending in Philadelphia?
You know what? Yeah. I thought the same thing. I thought it might have just been a cover up or a way just to get him out and start the young kid foes. But, you know, it's the NFL, it's a bit, and they don't really play around when it comes to, you know, winning and losing ball games. It's really what it boils down to. Not to mention Michael Vick's terrible offensive line. His offensive line is terrible.
That's
part of the problem.
Yeah, they got exposed. That offensive line really got exposed. That this guy's playing with some. He's not playing like all the other quarterbacks are playing with. He drops back and they can't protect the A gap. That's the part that I've learned since Pop Warner. You protect inside out. These guys were going out to in. And by the time you turn out in the NFL, those A gaps, you got blitzers in them. It's over for the quarterback. It is over.
And it's absolutely been over for Michael Vick all season.
Yeah, and it's sad to say that I think also his time is up in the city of brotherly love. And I hope this doesn't affect the way Michael Vick goes on and possibly go to another team, because there's a lot of other teams that Jacksonville is a team that needs need a quarterback. Do they take a chance on a guy like Michael Vick to help their franchise? But now, to help their franchise. Well, now I talk about helping franchises. Let's look at Tim Tebow's situation. Do the Jets bring Tim Tebow in? Because some of his players, you know, have called them out in the media. You know, they didn't tag their name to the comments. Some of them call him. They say he can't play. He's horrible is some of the words that were used. That's tough. That's tough.
What are you talking about? Some of his players called Tim Tebow horrible?
Yeah, they said Tim Tebow was horrible. They
say he can't be he can't be too much horrible, more horrible than Mark Sanchez.
And that's why, you know, I'm looking at, okay, you guys are, heck, almost, you're tied for last place in the AFC. In the AFC, you're tied for last place, and here you are now. At the bottom of the thing, and now you play that divides locker rooms, as people know. That divides locker rooms. Do you stay on Sanchez? Do you get with Tim Tebow, or what? You know, Rex Ryan had to come out and try to cool this thing down, because it has become a mess in the Jets locker room. And I think I don't see them, if they even do try to go with Tim Tebow, I don't see him reviving that team back to anything, because they're so far down now that this far in the season, I don't see much changing. I think Rex Ryan is going to stick with Mark Sanchez. He say they didn't bring Tim Tebow in to be the starter. But I think somebody's got to challenge Sanchez, because he's become comfortable in his situation. You know, and that's my opinion here on the Tony Sands Show, but I think he's gotten comfortable, Brian. And B, I think he's gotten comfortable. And you need someone to challenge you. You need someone to challenge you.
I mean, I feel like if they're in a situation now with the losing record that they do have, it's like, why not play Tim Tebow? Why not see what he can do for your offense? I mean, yeah, he's not a pro-style type quarterback. He's more of a runner. He has an awkward throwing motion. He's not the best at passing the football. But at the same time, Tim Tebow's a winner. And you saw what he did with Denver last year. He took them to the playoffs and actually won a playoff game. So why not see if he can strike some magic in your season? Because right now you have no magic. You have nothing going for your season right now. It's a team that's on a decline from a couple of years ago that were in the AFC Championship game. So why not? That's my take on it.
And you why said not? A mouthful. Why not? And that's why we bring it out here on the Tony Sands Show. B8, we got to head. We're heading out of here, man. It was a pleasure having you on. You're going to continue to ride with me throughout this show. Next week, we're going to bring a high school segment on, but then we're going to continue to hit some of these main topics that are going on, man. You continue to do what you're doing in the great state of Texas. Continue to bring us the inside scoop on Texas, because we are that true high school network when it comes to high school football throughout the country. I'm signing off. Mr. B signing off. And my bad man, that's putting this show together, that's in my ear constantly telling me to rap. B-Love is doing this thing, man. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Tony Sands Show each and every week as we bring you the inside scoop on the NFL, high school, and college landscapes throughout the country. B, you take it easy, man. Welcome.
It's okay, man.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Already written, I will rise to the top. Now I give it everything that I got. Yeah, I'm gon' ball, yeah, I'm gon' be. Prepare for them suckers that be hating on me. Raising the world that's so cold. Why so much hate? I don't know. Stereotyped and they can't see how it is growing up as a young G. Strange when you're raised in a dope hole. No food if you can't get your dope sold. My uncle just died and it can't be. Tell me this, who made it?
Ain't